Molly, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. We've been enjoying seeing our celebrities go through trials and tribulations and realise they're a lot more human than we otherwise would have.
Oh, yes. And someone who we absolutely love and are so sad to have seen leave the jungle is Cal Wilson. She joins us now. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, so good to be with you. I mean, Cal, I've been watching you since back in the days of Skit House. That's how long you've been in my life for. Been a long, long time. But something we really don't get to see in... I guess the jungle is what that smell is. Can you describe to us your daily smell that you're getting around the campsite?
Okay, everyone just smells of campfire. Like the whole thing just smells of campfire. I have a bra that still smells of campfire. Like it's impossible to get the smell out. What I'm excited about for the live finale, because we'll all be together, is I can't wait to find out what everyone smells like for themselves and what their clothes look like. Like I don't know how anyone dresses.
It does really strip you back, doesn't it? You know, you're out there, you're in the elements, you're going through all of these different crazy challenges with people from all different walks of life. I'd imagine it would have been like almost a bit of a transformative experience.
It really was. Like, I thought I was going to go in there and pretty much hate it and just endure the whole thing. And by the second morning, I didn't want to leave. Like, I just, I loved the whole experience. And it was such a bonkers mix of profound conversations and Huntsman sandwiches.
That's right. You ate some crazy things in there, from scorpions to, I don't know if we're allowed to say this at this time, pig member tart. What's going through your head as these things were going through your mouth?
Oh, it was basically, please be quiet, Dr. Chris Brown, because he was very good at telling you about what was happening in your mouth. And I have to say, beautifully put, pork member tart. I will never eat that again, but I'll also never eat spiral pasta again because it's just too visually similar.
Oh, my God. I couldn't watch. I really couldn't. Just, I felt absolutely disgusting at the thought of it. I don't know how you guys do what you do.
Well, it was weird watching it back as well. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. And also watching it with my son and my husband, because it was recorded a wee bit ago, and just realising how much my son wanted me to eat terrible things.
He wants you to be the cool mum.
Yeah, he was sitting on the couch. Every time they announced the trials, I'm sitting on the couch chanting, cow, 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 cow.
I feel like the whole experience would have been quite like sort of your summer camp travelling experience, where you're just forced into this group with all these rando people and you're pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, and something almost comes over you because you're like, everybody else is doing it, so now I'm going to eat the thing and I'm going to jump off that and do that too, right?
Yeah. And Po said a really great thing as well. She said it's kind of like you do feel like a family because you're put in with people that you can't choose, and you just get on with each other because you're all there in the same circumstance. And it definitely was, like, I never felt like I was on a TV show until we'd turn up to a trial and Chris and Julie would be there looking absolutely gorgeous. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I've forgotten to get dressed. Like, it was the only time it felt weird. But, yeah, it just becomes all-consuming about the experience that you're having.
It seemed pretty surreal, some of the things that were going on. It must have felt like a fever dream to you. You were saying that you don't get to choose the family, but your good mate Dylan Lewis was in there, and you created that Highlights, Happiness and Ham, the Jungle podcast. Are we going to see that outside of the jungle?
I hope so. I'm not sure if we're allowed to keep the name or not, but Dylan and I will definitely do something together. It was a real gift. It was so lovely walking into camp and being like, oh, here's a friend I don't have to make. And and now I feel like I've gained another brother. Like, it was really, I feel like I've joined a cult with this terrible catering. Like, I had such a good time.
Was there anyone in particular that you were quite surprised by in the jungle, like either their experience or your friendship that you made?
Yeah, totally. Nathan Buckley. Like, when would I ever hang out with a retired footy coach? Like, just not on my radar. He's like always quite stern and matter of fact in press conferences and stuff, and just the most lovely, caring, warm, funny, wise person. Like, he really, I was just so startled by it. And I would like him to write a book, and I would like it to be called The Little Book of Buckles, and just have all of the really cool, wise stuff that he says in it.
Very much a sensei. Well, Cal, you did go in there to raise money and support for bowel cancer. Did you, for anyone that might not have got to catch the show, use this platform now for anything else you'd like to say around that?
So Bowel Cancer Australia is my charity. Bowel cancer, if it's caught early, is really easily treated, but if you let it go, it's not it doesn't have a great outcome. And for me, it's a personal connection because my mum was diagnosed with advanced bowel cancer, and she's okay now, but I did lose a friend to it just after I came out of the jungle.
Oh, wow.
And so I just want everybody to know that, you know, when you get the kit when you're 50, you know, when that happens, do the kit, do the bowel cancer test kit. Go to Bowel Cancer Australia. Check them out. They're all about research and prevention and support for people who have bowel cancer in their families. And it's just, I mean, it's not a glamorous thing to talk about, but it's really important.
Yeah, and I love that you said on your socials as well, it does feel a bit weird, but it could save your life. And that is so true. And there are so many people that are affected by this each and every year. So, yeah, we really appreciate you sharing that with everyone this morning as well.
Oh, thank you for letting me have the chance to do that. It's so weird going, test your poo. But it's really important.
That's weird, but please do it. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Finals week continues tonight, 7:30 on 10. You can catch up on 10 Play on demand. And, of course, Cal, we will catch you for the live finale, I believe, Sunday night. Thanks for sharing some time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.